We begin our studies in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And we're going to look through to the remainder of the chapter in verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 8 and going through verse 15. In verses 8 through 10, Paul says that God had enabled these Christians at Corinth to do the good things that they had done, especially the commitment that they had made to help the poor saints in Jerusalem and the generous giving that they had done. Let's read verses 8 through 10. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, this comes right after Paul talked about giving. In verses 6 and 7, after he said that God loves a cheerful giver, and he talks about how that these Corinthians had made up their minds to give a year earlier, and he shows that they were generous in their hearts. So notice again in verse 8, that Paul says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Notice again in chapters 8 and 9, where Paul talks about giving so much that he uses this word grace in a special way. Let's go back to chapter 8, verse 1, and notice in several passages in this section how this word is used. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1, Paul said, Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Well, what does he talk about concerning the churches of Macedonia? Does he talk about forgiving them of sin? No. Does he talk about God's grace in the sense of being merciful to their sins? No. He talks about their giving. He talks about their generosity. And he calls that this graciousness, this favor of God. In chapter 8, verse 7, after he talked about the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, he says in verse 7, Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. What grace? Grace in the sense of forgiving people? No. Grace in the sense of graciousness. That is, being generous to other people and being benevolent to other people. But notice again also in verse 19 of chapter 8 that he says, And not that only, but who also was chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace. And that grace that he's talking about in verse 19 is definitely the gift that came from the generous giving of these Corinthian people. Now, let's notice again, going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, Paul says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. What is he saying? God, Paul says, is able to make this grace or favor abound. By his providence, through Paul's teaching, God made it possible for them to do every good work. God gave them the means to give as charitably as they did. Back in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, God told the Israelite people, But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So God not only gives wealth, he gives the ability or the power to acquire wealth. And we need to remember that. God gave these Corinthians the ability to make a living. And he gave them the opportunity to share what they had made with other people. So in that sense, God was gracious to them. God showed his grace to them. And so you see this again in verse 14. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. And again, that refers to this gracious spirit that these Corinthians had. Now, in verse 9, Paul is quoting from Psalm 112. It says, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now, in order to see what he's talking about, we need to turn back to Psalm 112 and look at this passage just for a moment. In Psalm 112, we find a psalm of praise about a righteous man. This is a psalm about a man who fears the Lord. You see, in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, when Paul says, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, the he in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9, is not God. That is a man, a righteous man, a godly man, because Psalm 112 is about a man who fears the Lord. Let's begin reading in Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Now this is the man that fears the Lord. And his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Now he keeps talking about this righteous man until he gets down to verse 9 and he says about this man who fears the Lord, he has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now those are the words that Paul is quoting in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9. So in this passage that we're looking at, in this second epistle to the Corinthians, he's talking about these Corinthians being so generous. But in this context, it's very interesting. It's interesting because although Paul compliments these Corinthian Christians, even though he commends them because they've been so generous in their giving, he tells them that God is the one who enabled them to do this giving. And so Paul prays in verse 10 that God will provide even more for these people, that he will bless them even more so that they in turn will be able to do even more good. Notice verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, that's God now. God is the one who's ministering that or giving that. Both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, especially in this giving that you've done, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now, as we go to verses 11 and 12, Paul talks about the fact that the giving of these Corinthians had affected other people in other ways. In verse 11, he says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Now, notice verse 12. For the administration of this service, and this service refers to the giving that they had done to help these poor saints in Jerusalem. That's the ministry that he's talking about there. And he says that this ministry not only supplied the want of the saints, that is, it not only supplied the needs of these poor saints in Jerusalem, but he says also it is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. So there are at least two good influences or two good effects of the example that the Corinthians set to other Christians especially. One is back in chapter 9, verse 2, where he said that their zeal had provoked very many. Because these Corinthians were enthusiastic, because they were zealous, they caused other Christians to be zealous. But also, Paul shows here that a second influence or effect that the Corinthians had on other people was that they caused other people to be thankful. They caused other Christians to give thanksgiving to God, not just because they had received the gift, but there were other Christians watching them who thanked God because of the generous giving and the generous heart of these Corinthian people. So in verses 13 and 14, Paul explains more about how they influenced these other people. He says in verse 13, "Whiles by the experiment of this ministration," and the New King James Version translates that "the proof of this ministry," this ministering to the poor saints in Jerusalem. He says that their help to these poor saints in Jerusalem was shown. That's what he means by the experiment or the proof of their ministry. And because of that ministry, he said that they, verse 13, that is these poor saints, glorify God for two things. Watch very carefully in verse 13. These poor Christians in Jerusalem glorified God because of two things that they saw in these Corinthian Christians. Number one, "for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ." They were thankful to God, and they glorified God because these Corinthians obeyed God. These Corinthians were in subjection to the gospel of Jesus Christ because the gospel taught them to share. The gospel taught these Christians to give to other people who were in need. And these Christians who were in need in Jerusalem especially were thankful for them. They glorified God, but there were others that noticed them as well, especially people like those churches of Macedonia. So first of all, he says that these Christians glorified God because these Corinthian Christians were obeying the teaching that they had been given. But then, number two, he says they glorified God for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. They glorified God because of the help that you sent to them. And who is the them here? Well, the them refers to those saints in verse 12. So the them that received this liberal distribution obviously means the poor saints in Jerusalem. But it was not just the saints that were there that received that help. Because Paul says in verse 13 that this liberal distribution was given unto them, that is, these saints, and unto all men. So this means that non-Christians, people who were not saints, were helped as well. You see, the Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 10, "As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." The Bible teaches that we are to help the poor and the needy, both Christians and non-Christians. And it is a tragic and extreme and unbiblical view to say that a church can only help Christians and not non-Christians. This passage shows that that doctrine is not true, and so does Galatians 6, verse 10. In verse 14, Paul says, "And by their prayer," and "their" refers to these saints, the same as the "they" in verse 13, the saints of verse 12, the poor saints there, "by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you." And Paul ends by saying, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." His unspeakable gift is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for all the thanksgiving in other ways that Paul had just talked about. And Jesus Christ is the source of all thanksgiving today.